Michael T. Snyder, publisher of the Economic Collapse blog, foresees a great storm coming to America in the near future in the form of a takeover by China. Chinese acquisition of U.S. businesses set a new all-time record in 2013, and it is on pace to absolutely shatter that record this year. Meanwhile, China is voraciously gobbling up real estate and is establishing economic beachheads all over America. If China continues to build economic power inside the United States, it will eventually become the dominant economic force in thousands of small communities all over the nation. And it is important to keep in mind that there is often not much of a difference between the Chinese government and Chinese corporations. In 2011, 43% of all profits in China were produced by companies that the Chinese government had a controlling interest in. Devi Kidd, a federal government whistleblower, two-time congressional candidate, and author of Why a Bankrupt America, has written that an outlaw Congress has destroyed our most important job sectors, industrial, manufacturing, and agriculture, via destructive, unconstitutional free trade treaties, turning America into a dying service economy. It must be reversed, but Americans are going to go through hell before that can be accomplished. The arrogant and ignorant in the 50 state capitals have refused to implement a constitutional sound money law, she said. So many of us warned until the expletive hit in August 2008, but the masses didn't listen, and they still aren't listening. The very worst is closing in on us, and when it finally hits, as it did in 2008, what's going to happen? Social breakdown? Yes. Food riots. I believe we'll see that in certain parts of the country because, one, people are broke and empty bellies make for angry mobs, and two, there are serious problems with our food and water supplies. Brandon Smith, founder of the Barter Network Alternative Market Project, in a 2014 article entitled, "The Final Swindle of Private American Wealth Has Begun," stated, "The financial crash of 2008, the same crash which has been ongoing for years, is not, emphasis in the original, an accident. It is a concerted and engineered crisis meant to position the U.S. for currency disintegration and the institution of a global basket currency controlled by an unaccountable, supranational governing body like the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The American populace is being conditioned through economic fear to accept the institutionalization of global financial control and the loss of sovereignty. Such critics are not the only ones who see a bleak future for America. A recent study sponsored in part by NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center predicted a collapse of Western industrial civilization in the near future because of increasing income inequality along with unsustainable exploitation of resources. According to this study, the rise and fall of civilizations is a recurrent historical cycle in which precipitous collapses, often lasting centuries, have been quite common. The independent research project was conducted by a team of natural and social scientists under a NASA grant and was accepted for publication in the peer-reviewed Elsevier journal, Ecological Economics, which covers both ecology and human economics.